time for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ.
I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you're your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Hello, Sydney. It's good to see you on such short notice again.
Such short notice. Yep.
I mean, it's not a short notice. This is planned every week. It's totally, not like it's a last minute thing because we're smart professional people.
We are definitely not, actually.
No, we're not. But it's good to see you again so soon.
It's good to see you too.
Yeah.
Not.
Okay, well, there goes my motivation to
do
the show.
Kidding. It's always nice to see a host. My host, AJ.
Woo, and yeah. Totally your favorite person.
Right.
Okay. But, yeah, it's good to see you again so soon. Some of you may know if you, you know, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or our Facebook page. You should do that.
Follow us right now.
Follow us right now. Go do it. Right now. Go follow us.
But then come back.
And then come back and watch us because you love us.
Yes.
Hopefully. But some of you may know we were just on, we were guests on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Boo!
Little Fella Radio's wannabe contender.
Yes. The show that we have already out amazed, you know, we're best, great, yep,
Your English vocabulary is doing it for you today?
Yeah, you know, it kind of just breaks down as we go. I don't know, I don't understand how it works, it just, you know, it just dies, it's gone.
It's gone, it's always gone the minute we have to do the show.
Yeah.
Before the show, it's just like, oh, perfectly fine, as soon as the show comes on, it's just like,
How do I
English again?
English who?
I don't know who that is. Can you explain to me who English language is?
No, because I don't know.
I don't either. I wish I knew, but I always tend to lose them. It's like I'm so close to getting them, and then it's just like,
yeah, it kind of just like slips out of our head like last minute once the show, because we get nervous before the show.
You get nervous before
the
show.
No, you make nervous sounds. You get nervous.
I make
too.
Sounds all
He's
the time.
Like,
I make sounds all the time, okay? I make
yeah,
random
but you
sounds
get
all the
nervous.
Time. I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't get nervous.
Stop lying. Don't lie
I've
to
been
our
doing,
fans.
I've been doing this for 5 years.
You still get nervous.
No, I get nervous going on stage in front of people that I can see. These people just have to see
you
me
stage fright?
And listen to me. I don't have stage fright because I can get up there and do it, but I'm nervous when I'm on there.
Yeah, same.
It's just like, oh, I have no fun getting on there. No,
I'm like excited
English.
To get on the stage, but once I'm up there, I'm like,
right.
No,
it's just
goodbye.
Like, during the last school performance I had to sing a duet of Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And near the end of the song, I was so nervous. My left leg was shaking so bad, I couldn't control it.
I've only had to perform like two times. The first time it was in fifth grade, and I meant to, like, it was a talent show, so it was really my choice. So I was fine because I was with people. But then I had to do a solo in eighth grade or seventh grade. I think it was eighth grade though, and it was not. Fun. It was scary.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was very scary.
In sixth grade, I tried out for my school's talent show and they said, no.
No. Bye. Sorry.
They literally did not let me go on there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I tried out for like by myself at first to do like singing thing and I got in, but then I ended up doing a dance with my friends to Miley Cyrus.
Oh God, what song?
I forget what it's called. I'm trying. Okay, let me think about it for like
the next,
rest of the show.
Yeah, and as soon as the show's over, oh, hey, remember what song it was?
I forgot.
Was it Party in the USA?
No, it was one of her old songs like that, though. It was like
The Climb?
No, it was a fast song.
I don't know very many. Fly on the Wall?
Is that what? Yeah. I don't even know that song.
You don't know her song, Fly on the Wall?
No.
Probably
it was like
one of her own
dance.
Songs.
It was dance. Let's dance.
I have no idea that song.
Yeah. I don't even know the words, but you know, that's what that, yeah.
I've never heard that song before.
Really? It was such a catchy song, and we danced to it, and
gasp! Who'd have thought you'd have danced to a song called Dance?
Yeah! Gasp. No, but we won.
I doubt that.
Yeah, we did it.
I was say, I really doubt that
we won. We got it, like, in top five, though.
I still doubt that. I mean, you got five. You got in fifth place, didn't you?
I don't know. They didn't, like, exactly tell us our places, but...
So you just assumed you were top five?
But, kind of. But we were in the top five, because they, like, they handed out, like, pallets to the people who did.
Pallets?
I don't know, like, papers! They handed
out...
Here's
a paper for participating out of your own will.
Well, they showed us, like, they would tell us, like, the rankings, like, that you got.
I don't know. You pretty much got a participation paper.
Yeah, but it showed us what to... Yeah.
You got a participation.
You know what? I'm used to it.
You used to getting participation ribbon?
Basically.
A
lot of science fairs, you know?
That's nice. Mm. Participation ribbons are very nice. They're very helpful for those with low self-esteem.
Okay. That's actually worse for people with low self-esteem, because then you're just like...
I got enough courage to get up here, and all I get is a participation ribbon.
Yeah, you didn't even rank? What?
What's the point of even trying?
I'm so sorry for anyone out there that has social anxiety. In the end, does it even matter?
No.
Was it Linkin Park that made that song?
I don't know. I don't know who made this song. I just know it is like...
Okay, well, it's a good thing you said that, because you guys probably didn't watch Fat Guy Radio Show when we were on it, because who watches Fat Guy Radio Show?
That show's not that special.
It's
come on
really
now.
Not. I mean,
it's
come
all
on.
About Little Fat.
It's all about Little Fat Radio. But during the show, we did a thing where the host, Corey Blaze, listed the top 10 greatest singers of all time out of the world. Mm. And one of them was Freddie Mercury. And some of you may not know who Freddie Mercury is. He is the lead singer for Queen. And if you don't know who Queen is, very disappointed of you. They're the group that made the song We Will Rock You in Bohemian Rhapsody. And if you don't know what Bohemian Rhapsody is...
I know some! Okay.
Well...
Just finish your sentence.
Sydney over here didn't know who that was.
Big surprise!
She, as Mr. Corey Blaze put it, only likes to listen to music that has people biting the heads off of bats and spraying the blood all over the crowd, because
obviously
that's the kind of music she listens to. And I don't understand how you don't know who Queen is.
Because, like, I just don't, like, I don't know. You specifically said, like, you said, when you were saying the sentence, some of you may not know who that person is. So why are you bagging on me for not knowing who he is?
The only reason I said that is because apparently people don't know who Queen is.
Yeah, because people don't care.
People don't care about one of the greatest groups of all time. They are still
the greatest.
They are one of the greatest groups of all time. You know how good they are?
No.
Freddie Mercury is dead and the group is still touring. That's how good they are. And the only reason you know the song is because of your brother's basketball games. If it wasn't for your brother, you'd be an uncultured swine.
I'm uncultured still.
Well, yeah, because all you listen to is K-pop and bat-bleeding music. Yeah. Who was the other person you didn't know during that? It was,
most of them.
That's true. you didn't know who Paul McCartney was, John Lennon. You didn't know... There's another
still
one.
I don't know who they are.
They're old.
Yeah.
But there was one more near the top five, I think, that was said, and you did not know who they were. And I can't remember who it was, but you didn't know who it was, and I'm pretty sure I've lost all faith in you as being a productive human being in society.
I don't listen to music that I like.
You don't like listening to music that's in English.
I listen to music that's in English, okay?
I forgot. Bat-bleeding music and hardcore hip-hop.
No. I don't, listen to, old people.
What?
Like, you said they're old.
Old now? Back when they made their music, they were young.
Yeah, well, I was like dead, like not even born. I said I was like dead when they were
I was dead when they were young.
No, I was probably not even born when they were young.
You're right about that one.
Exactly. So why would I listen to them?
Because I don't know. If I know who Queen is, I feel like you should know who Queen is.
It's just like no.
You
like, I don't know, they just don't sound interesting.
They don't. Ooh, you are infuriating several people right
Am
now.
Am I triggering people? I am so sorry.
You're triggering me.
Oh, my apologies.
Because you don't know who these groups are or who these people are.
Because they're not interesting. They don't intrigue me.
They don't intrigue you because their music was back in like the early...
Yeah.
Like, you know who Elvis is, right?
Yeah, but I know Elvis because, like...
His music is popular.
Actually, no. I know Elvis because I had to take a course about Elvis in school.
What kind of school are you going to where...
I had to take an online class because, like, I switched schools and my first school was blocked and I went to a school that wasn't blocked and, like, you know, blocked hours. Like, at my first school, we only had 4 classes.
I wish I had 4 classes.
It's actually really annoying, because, like, you'd have to, like, sit in, like, the same class forever.
I'm sorry, I know this song. Unlike you, you uncultured swine.
It sounds nice.
Well, it's because it's your lesson learner, your dude that you had to take a class on.
Yeah. Oh, it's Elvis?
Oh, my God.
I said I had to learn about him. I said I didn't say I listened to any of his
hashtag
music.
Blame Sydney for the reason the world is the way it is.
Why? I didn't. I'm
Trump
not
even,
Trump.
Trump isn't even at fault anymore. You are the reason the world is horrible.
No. Trump's worse. I think.
Trump's
I hope.
Thick.
Never say that again.
You know Trump is
No,
thick.
That's disgusting.
You don't want some thick Trump?
No, who would?
Apparently the internet.
I hate the internet. Please go
You say
away.
You hate the internet, but if Netflix went down,
yeah, that's true.
You'd probably kill somebody.
I would cry. I would probably kill you. Just cause.
Why me?
Just because you said that.
That's not fair.
Well, you brought it up, so.
Yeah, but you're the one who... Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just going to go with that.
Moving on. You informed me that Mr. Holy Beef was arrested again.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Beef is Shia LaBeouf, by the way, because his name, because Shia means like holy and all that, and LaBeouf means beef, and so his name is like literally holy cow.
Holy cow.
I need
Shia LaBeouf.
I like to call him Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Like Shia LaBeouf. It's a Pokemon. Badoof.
Okay.
You don't know.
I don't watch Pokemon.
Mr. Karsten from the Facebook Live, yes, he watches the show because he's a great person, said hashtag blame Sydney for the way the world is. Greatest hashtag I've ever heard in my life.
Don't blame me. I didn't do anything.
You did a lot of things, like, you know, not know who Queen is. You need to educate
That's
yourself.
That's not my fault.
You need to educate yourself.
Well, am I supposed to just randomly, like, be like, oh, Queen, I wonder who they are. Let me look them up.
Yes.
Why?
That's exactly what you should do.
Why?
Because you could learn a lot.
But they're not interesting.
Oh, my God.
I'm not here.
I'm not.
I'm dead. Like,
you're about to be.
Yeah.
They're not interesting. Okay. You know what? That's like saying K-pop isn't interesting.
Maybe to you.
Oh, my God. You're trying to defend yourself right now.
Yeah, because it's not. It doesn't interest me. It might interest you, but it doesn't interest me.
A lot of people
can't be mad at me for that.
A lot of people like older music. They
yeah,
like Queen.
I don't.
There are so many people at my school who listen to Bohemian Rhapsody religiously.
But I don't go to your school.
You'd probably die if you did.
Why?
Because you wouldn't fit in.
Wow, thanks!
You don't fit in anywhere. I'm surprised you have friends.
You're so mean to me.
I am not mean to you. I'm just telling it like it is.
You're not mean to me. That's the most, yeah.
Booty?
B, but sentence I've ever heard.
I really doubt that.
Yeah.
I bet your ex-girlfriend telling you that he loved you was your most lied to thing.
Wow, did we really just take it there?
Sure did.
Yeah, that's probably true, actually.
It's probably the same for my exes, too. They all lied. They're just like, oh, we love you. And then, you know, they just ripped out my heart. All of them, they all did. And they just ripped out my heart.
See, the thing about my ex is he didn't rip my heart out. I ripped his heart out, though.
I mean, I broke up with my ex, but.
Yeah. Go breaking up with ex power.
Woo! Make sure you have, if you don't like your relationship, break it off. Because trust me, it's not going to be good to keep it going for the sake of the other person.
Yeah, it's not going to last anyways.
Well, yeah, I mean, chances are
is a high school relationship's just a high school relationship. Nothing else is going to come out of it.
Well, a lot of people actually meet the people they married in high school.
But they're not, like, in freshman year.
You never know. What if you, there's a lot of people.
If you are, I
there's
want
people
your life.
Who have married. There's people who have married the person they've known since pre-K.
Well, good for them.
And who knows, maybe you met the person you're going to marry already in school, but things just aren't there right now. Because, you know, you're...
I mostly hate all the people that are at my school, though.
There's a reason you don't have any friends.
I have, like, two.
I don't count.
And they don't... Yeah, you're not one of them.
I am, like, your best friend.
No.
I am your best friend. I'm like another brother to you.
No.
I'm probably nicer than your brothers.
Yeah, actually.
That's sad.
Okay, so...
If y'all take how mean I am to her...
Yeah. Speaking of that, my mom... Congratulations to Amy because she actually watched our show. Yes, go mom.
What show did she watch?
The first one of the season.
Wow.
Yeah. Go Amy.
I wish my mom would watch our
show. That was the first show ever that my mom has watched of our shows out of all the seasons. But she's going to be mad that I'm calling her out. Love you, mom. But
I doubt that.
But she was talking about your mom. She was like, AJ's so mean to you. And I was like, that's what I've been saying. And she was like, how do you deal with it? I was like, I grew up with two older brothers. And she just laughed. And I was like, it's true. Like, I'm used to being picked on by my older brother. So it's not really nothing new with you.
Okay. I'm mean to you, but I'm not mean to you to where I want to hurt you.
Yeah, but my brothers...
They do it to hurt you.
They do it to antagonize me.
They want you to fight back.
Yeah,
because they wanted another brother instead of you.
My mom did too.
Your mom wanted another brother instead of you?
No, my mom wanted a boy.
Your mom would die if she had three boys.
Yeah.
You're probably the only thing keeping her sane.
Love you, mom. Sometimes.
You guys are so mean to each other.
I call her Amy because she's Amy. She's not my mom. She's Amy.
Coincidentally, my mom's name is Amy, too.
We
got Amy moms.
Go Amy power.
Woo! Yeah. Hashtag yeah. Amy's.
Hashtag so.
Boom. How do you spell that?
Yep. I don't know. I'm losing my train of thought. I keep just, like, staring straight into the camera.
Don't do that.
I don't know why. I just keep doing it.
No one wants to see you just... Hello there, child.
Hey, kids. How you doing?
Want to play a game?
Okay, now you made it. No.
Red rum. You don't know what red rum is? Spell red rum backwards. You can do it. Nothing to it.
No.
A rescue pet. Come to the rescue.
What? Can someone please get him?
It's from Go Diego Go.
No. No.
I like Go Diego Go. I liked. Okay.
Please get him.
I haven't watched Go Diego Go since eighth grade when my eighth grade teacher thought it would be the smartest idea to get the sixth, seventh, and eighth graders all together and make them watch Go Diego Go. Let's just say no one could take it seriously because we shouted at that TV screen every time he asked the question, where's the penguin? It's from Go Diego!
Wow.
We answered everything.
Wow.
We didn't make it halfway through the movie before he realized it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. He decided to go, they're immature. They can watch Go Diego Go and be entertained. And we're just like, I have to give him props. We were entertained for about 15 minutes.
And then what?
And then he turned it off because we got way too into it.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Turn your hands into a telescope. The entire class went, oh, my hands are in a telescope. I can see better now. Thank you, Diego.
God.
I don't even know what that voice was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I ever want to know what that voice was.
What?
Would you rather have that squeak little voice? Or would you rather have Sheldon over here just talking about how participation ribbons help everyone with social anxiety?
How about neither?
I just died a little on the inside.
I'd like neither, please.
I used to get so lit to this because...
Who are you? I used to get so lit to this.
Go Diego Go. It was my
so
jam.
Weird.
Go Diego Go was the best. It was better than Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer is lit.
We are obviously two different people because I like Go Diego Go and you like...
You're just now realizing this? Come on now, AJ.
That
Pick
is
up the
true.
Speed.
Pick up the speed?
Yeah.
Because I like shows like Young and Hungry and Law and Order SVU, which I've been binge-watching for the past, yes.
And I like Supernatural.
Yeah, there's... actually, I like Supernatural, too. I can't say that, but you like Riverdale.
Have you not watched it yet?
Nope. It always pops up on my Netflix
thing.
I'm
gonna kill you.
It's just like, oh, you should watch Riverdale. I'm just like, no.
You should! It's such a good show!
No.
Once again, Cole Sprouse.
No.
He's everything.
No, he's not how I
he's
remember him.
Everything!
I remember him when he was younger in movies like Baby Daddy. Not Baby Daddy, that's a completely different movie.
Baby Daddy!
Big Daddy. I remember him in things like Big Daddy. What else was he in? Oh, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Sweet Life on Deck. He was in another movie with Dylan when they were younger. I can't remember it, though.
I don't know. All I saw was Big Daddy in it. Yeah.
Here you are, Mom. It seems to be, as soon as you heard this coming on TV, you would sprint through the house just to go watch it.
Yeah.
It'd be like...
Speaking of TV...
Did you just have an epiphany? What happened?
There's this new show coming out about Raven's Home.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows that that's coming out.
I didn't know that until, like, yesterday.
Yeah. They're having all the old cast except the black dude.
It's disgusting.
Why?
Because they're just taking old shows and remaking them and ruining them.
You can't say they're going to ruin it because we don't know if it's going to be ruined yet.
It's already ruined.
Has it started yet?
No, but...
Then it's not ruined.
It's already ruined.
It's not ruined.
Just the idea is ruined, okay?
You might want to.
Oh my god! No!
That
okay.
is beautiful.
So from our Facebook Live, there's my mother, Amy, saying, "It's my child."
Woo! You ask and you shall receive.
I'm not her child. I don't know who that is. Someone please get her. I don't know who she is.
She's your mom.
Is she in urgent care, like watching me right now? Like,
that would be hilarious. Everyone in urgent care either is doing this. Ew, what is she watching? They
I
need
know.
To stop. Or
she's
they're going,
all like, she's all in urgent care. She's like, this is my kid.
Or they're
look!
Just like, what are they talking about? I'm interested.
They're like, oh, hey, look at that.
Now your mother is upset with you. She is in urgent care, though, watching.
Wow. Yes. Love you, Mom.
You say that, but I don't believe you.
Whatever.
I've heard your guys' conversations on the phone.
Love you sometimes, Mom.
It's so mean to say, especially live on the air.
I love you sometimes.
I love you sometimes,
just
Mom.
Sometimes.
There are times when I love you, and then there are times when I don't.
There's times when I don't.
I always love... It's good to know that your mom agrees with me. She does not believe that you love her either.
I love you!
She is not my favorite person.
I'm just kidding.
Because if you agree with me, you're number one in my book. Because I'm always
okay,
right.
So now my mom's on your side. Wow, this is why I get into arguments with her, because she's a traitor.
She just agreed with you that I was mean to you.
Oh,
exactly.
But yeah, but then whatever, same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
You're not being reasonable right now.
I will be whatever I want to be. I will live my life how I want to live my life. I do, I won't.
You wouldn't want to be anybody else?
I wouldn't want to be anybody else. Nah, 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 nah.
I think my ears are bleeding. What just happened?
That's AJ.
That is not me. That is you.
No, that's
when
me.
I heard. No, that was me when I found out that Beyonce wasn't even in the top 20 of that list of greatest singers. They had...
Come on now, let's be real. Beyonce's not that great.
You are dead to me now. if you think that Katy Perry, Adele, Celine
Katy
Dion
Perry is like bad. Oh my god, Katy Perry's great. I love her.
Oh my god.
No, Katy Perry, like, she's good, you know, but like when her tickets are like, you know, going like, you know, for free on like a Staples receipt, like, you know, it's not very good.
The fact that people thought
my mom knows what I'm talking about. Sorry,
can you inform me of what you're talking about?
Yeah, my mom went to Staples one day for her work because that's where, like, she used to get work supplies. And on the receipt, it's like, enter here and win free Katy Perry tickets. And we won.
That's desperate. Katy Perry's just like, just put it on anything. I need the stadium sold out.
I need him. Okay.
They pretty much forced tickets on people.
It was really good seating, though. Like, we were, like, at the stage. Like, it was... it was a floor level, and we were like the third row, I think. I don't know, but we were really close.
So you, like, can get like her drops of sweat if she shook her head hard enough?
I wouldn't want to.
Just like, her sweat flies on you. You're just like,
you're like, oh my god!
Pour your sweat on me, Katy! Yes!
No. No.
Yeah. You know what I wish I could do? I wish I could go to a Beyonce concert.
Beyonce's trash.
Oh, if we weren't on air, I'd Chris Brown you right now.
AJ!
I'm kidding. I don't.
Rihanna's.
Whoa! Oh! The devil himself was trying to come out of you right there.
Excuse me. What was I gonna say?
Chris Brown.
Oh no, not yeah. Rihanna's better than Beyonce.
You are really dead to me now. Yes, because you can. You're totally better when you can go. How does that song go again? All I can think of is Wild Thoughts. I'm trying to think of that.
I love that song.
No, when you can go, and you can get a number one hit, that's sad. Beyonce singing her soul out.
Beyonce's trash.
You are trash.
I'm just kissing.
You're kissing.
I'm just kidding. Beyonce's
okay.
Great.
I'm just kissing.
Beyonce's lit. She's great. She's not my favorite.
Who's your favorite?
Rihanna.
Who's number two?
Rihanna.
Who's number three?
Rihanna.
If you say Rihanna one more time, who's number four?
K-pop.
You're dead to me.
I'm just kidding. No, but Beyonce, she'd be like number five of my like top artist list.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
You probably have
no, because like all of the biting bats' heads off kind of music I listen to, you know.
They take Whatchamacallit? I lost my train of thought now. Are you okay there?
Just a little comment from my mom from the Facebook Live.
She would not win. I would not be Chris Brown. I'd Chris Brown her. Because...
Yes, the mother support that is here. I'm loving it.
It's your mother supporting you.
So my mom said, I think she'd win, AJ. You'd get Chris Brown.
That's not possible. If my mama was here watching, she'd be... We'd be having a mom argument in the comments right now.
Moms, right?
But my mom's at work.
Yeah, go Rihanna.
Rihanna is horrible. She's not horrible. I like Rihanna. But she is nowhere near as great as Beyonce.
That's a Beyonce move.
Yeah, the single lady's hand.
Works with everything.
I'm screwing the light bulb at this point. See, it actually does work with everything. The way you're... I don't know what that it
okay,
is.
I'm done. I'm finished. I quit. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining us for Lil Fella Radio.
Right? No.
New co-host wanted.
No.
Yas, it's my queen. I love her voice. Her voice gives me strength. I went too far? No. But if you want to see the most embarrassing moments of me, find me in my room at 12 o'clock in the morning, listen to Beyonce.
No.
I'll become the most lit person you will ever meet in your life.
No.
I'm over here singing like, baby, because you're the one that I love. I can sing better. I'm just trying not
to. Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying not
to.
I'm such an amazing singer. Come on now.
You don't even know. I'm not even trying right now. You should hear me when I'm like doing my best because trust me, I can mess it up. I can sing better than anybody, okay?
Yeah, I bet.
I should go on, like, X Factor, or not X Factor, The Voice, and, like, just sing my soul out, and people would love me.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh. Well, Sydney, you're fired.
Yeah.
We have a new co-host. Carson from the Facebook Live said he'll take the co-host position. We have a new co-host, Sydney. Thank you for joining us for the past four seasons.
You know what? No, it's not going that easily. Okay, Carson? Carson, I'm coming for you.
Nope,
okay?
Bye. Thank you for joining us for Little Fella Radio.
No, I'm coming for you, Carson. You, this is not the last of anything, okay?
It's the last that people will see of you.
Coming for you.
It's the last people will ever see of you.
No.
Yes.
I will always be here.
Unfortunately.
You can never get rid of me.
If I told your mom to, you know, never let you back on the show, she'd probably be like, okay.
No, my mom would be like, no, because that's the time I get away from Sydney, and, like, that's my favorite time.
That's true. You don't ever leave the house.
Yeah.
You just stay all day.
I mean, I do sometimes when, like, you know.
The two friends you have ask you to come over.
The one friend.
The one friend, my bad.
Yeah.
Is the other friend yourself?
Yeah.
I got me, myself,
no,
and one
my
other
person. Friend's my dog.
That's beyond
Shout
sad.
Out to Thor.
There's a lot of people with dogs named Thor, because Jalen.
I didn't name him.
Jalen's dog is named Thor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, twinsies!
I think I lost a few brain cells and gained a few chromosomes.
Okay.
You don't know how... Oh my god, you trigger me.
Wow, what was that?
That was my anger.
Wow.
I'm getting anger sweats.
There's a lot of anger.
Carson from the Facebook Live is over here threatening you. Not threatening you, but he's standing his ground. I think
Carson,
we could have a good
co-host.
Carson,
you don't want this. We can fight. I will take this position forever. This will never be someone else's. This is mine.
So you're forever going to be a co-host?
We don't know.
Oh, are you threatening my life now?
Yeah.
You hear that, folks? If I go missing... Hypothetically, if I don't come back next season and Sydney's the host, just assume that I'm dead.
I can't do that.
That was the most pitiful evil laugh I have ever heard in my entire life.
Yes.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am.
There is a door that you need to walk through and never come back to this studio ever again.
Don't cry.
People are going to think I'm actually mean to you. Oh.
Okay.
I think I just went blind.
You went blind through
I
your
can't
ears.
Hear you. I'm blind.
Okay.
Can you speak up? I'm not wearing any pants. I am wearing pants. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
I am wearing pants. The pants. Update.
Never repeat that sentence, please.
Update. The pants are on.
The pants are on.
Markiplier's update. I just got a tweet. Markiplier's pants update. They are on.
Okay, good.
Every once in a while, he'll actually send a tweet saying, pants update. They are on or they are off.
Markiplier's.
Don't you even say anything bad. Oh, she's in love with Markiplier now. When someone does that laugh when it comes to Mark, they are smitten with him.
I just licked the mic. Wow.
That was so... You made me quack. That's how bad I was laughing.
Okay, but yes, Markiplier is a...
Sorry. I just licked the mic.
I was like, yeah. Okay, but Markiplier,
he's what?
He's nice.
He's nice.
He's funny.
He's amazing.
He's hot. Just
he's
straight
nice.
Out.
He's funny. He's amazing.
He's hot.
Have you seen that man? Oh my god. The YouTube videos I would do with him.
Okay, real quick, the comment from Carson on Facebook Live. He knows the plan. I'm going to kill AJ, dump him in a lake. What? Dump him in a lake, and then Carson's going to be the co-host. Yes.
My brother is threatening it. You're not even going to protect me. You're just going to be like, ooh!
Anything for the co-host position.
You can go. I'll be the co-host.
Yes.
He doesn't care who's the host. He just cares who's the co-host.
Him. He's like, I just need that co-host position.
Maybe I'll have him as co-host next year.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I think not.
I think yes.
Whatever.
What was that sound?
What?
I frightened.
I frightened.
What are we talking about? Oh, sexy Mark.
Yes, Mark.
You know that's actually one of his videos?
Sexy Mark.
Hashtag sexy Mark.
Mark is beautiful.
I'm glad he's the way he is now, because like a year ago he had like the floof.
Mm-hmm.
His hair was just like a complete mess.
I remember
mess.
When his hair was dyed.
I liked his red hair.
I didn't.
I didn't like his pink hair that much. His blue turned purple hair was pretty cool. But his red hair was, yes.
I don't like the color red.
Oh, red's my favorite color. Well, what's your favorite color? Black? Like your soul?
Actually, no, it's green.
I bet you like your coffee like you like your men.
None?
Black?
Oh. I don't actually like black coffee.
Oh, so there's something wrong with black coffee now.
Yeah.
What's wrong with black coffee, hmm?
Black coffee.
You like white coffee?
Is there even...
You like caramel coffee?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So it's just black coffee you don't like?
No.
Oh, what other coffees don't you like?
All of it.
Oh, so now you don't like coffee in general.
I like Starbucks coffee.
Typical white
I mean
girl.
Starbucks
coffee.
If you ever watch any of our shows...
If you watch some of our old shows from, you know, last year.
You're like, yeah, yeah.
I was trying to make it be funny, but I actually had to clear my throat, and I was trying to do it in a funny way.
Trying to be sly about it.
Yeah, it didn't work that well, but it worked.
Yeah, no.
But last year, she saw a Starbucks, and she freaked out. She's like, oh my God, look, it's a Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Yeah, it's so weird.
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 My friend actually pronounces white like that.
White?
White.
White. White. Yeah. Oh, that's such a nice white car
she,
you got
she's
over
my
there.
Only friend, though, so.
Oh.
I can't really judge her.
What's her name?
Arion.
Arion?
Yeah.
So that girl that
the,
I saw latch onto
Arion
you.
The
like, so that girl I saw latch onto you like a leech?
Yeah.
That's not your friend?
That's my best friend.
But, wait, was that Arion?
Yeah.
That girl that I met?
Yeah.
Or met?
Saw. Yeah.
That. Latched onto you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what she looked like?
Yeah.
No, how I imagined her.
How'd you imagine her?
White.
No, she's native, okay? Get it right.
Obviously.
Yeah. Get it right. Get it right. Get it right.
It's from Empire. Oh.
I was going to say something about Arion, but she would kill me if I ever said it, so I can't.
I can't wait till Empire comes back on.
I started, okay, so I like posted, I was like, should I watch Empire? And like a lot of people were like, oh my God, yes. So like I watched the first episode.
Did you like it?
And like I watched more episodes and you know, like I just kept watching it, but you know.
Do you like it? Yes or no?
I'm not going to say my answer because then you're going to hate me more.
Actually, you'll be surprised.
No.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
Huh, that's respectable. You ever watch the show?
AJ who?
Understandable. Have a good day.
What?
You ever watch Lucifer?
No.
Now, it might be a show about the devil.
That's
but
okay.
It's a pretty good show about the devil.
I like Lucifer.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Do you have Hulu?
Yeah.
Watch Lucifer.
I like Lucifer from Supernatural. He's pretty cute.
Oh, if you think that Lucifer's pretty cute, you're gonna die when you
you're
see
gonna
this Lucifer.
Die. Oh
you're
my
gonna
God.
Like... fangirl over oh how amazingly cute Lucifer is.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang it. It didn't keep going. I was gonna
check it. You want to keep going? I'm sorry. That line was crossed
shut
heavily.
Up.
That line was crossed very heavily right there.
No.
But me and you were having a conversation recently
were
about
we?
A very dumb idea that I had. Opening, sorry, I seem to be drooling.
Okay, wait, well, we had a conversation about what? Because I forgot.
About opening a clothing store full of
oh.
transparent clothes.
God, no.
Here's my pitching idea. Girls hardly wear clothes as it is.
True.
They're wearing crop tops with spaghetti straps, short shorts, and like, that's it.
True.
And they have like flip-flops or whatever. So I'm thinking.
What's wrong with flip-flops?
I hate the feel of flip-flops. I just don't like the... I don't like the... I just don't like the feel of the little strap in between my toes.
I used to hate flip-flops, but now, like...
I need to wear flip-flops because my feet need to tan. But...
Okay.
But, yeah, I was thinking of opening a store full of transparent clothing. And, yes, transparent clothing would mean, you know, you could see through. Now, I'm thinking I could have transparent, like, lady garments that covers up the necessary things need to be covered unless the free the nipple thing becomes like popular.
What do you mean? That's like everybody's talk, like has been talking about that for what, like years now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Free the nip.
No.
Not the catnip though.
What?
Catnip, free the nip.
But
free the catnip.
Catnip is food.
Catnip isn't food.
It's not?
It's like weed for cats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that food?
No. Have you eaten catnip before?
No. But, like, I don't have a cat, so.
Catnip is like weed for cats. It's kush.
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 For kittens? But that's bad.
Not for cats. Do you ever give a cat catnip, you'll have the funniest cat. You'll have the most laid-back cat, but you'll have a funny cat.
That's sad.
That's not sad.
I feel like that's, like, torture.
The cats love it.
How do you know?
I've had cats
before.
Can
the cats talk?
If you put catnip down, that cat's going to smell it, and he's going to run straight for it.
I want a cat, but my mom won't let me.
I want a cat, too.
My mom's not very fond of cats.
I want a cat that I can just play with and, like, and throw something and have, like, a laser pointer and be like, go get it. And they're going to be like, oh, my God!
That's what dogs are for.
Dogs aren't fun, though. They can break something.
Yeah, that's true. My dog is, not the brightest dog.
I feel like he'd point a laser pointer at a wall, he'd charge full speed ahead and try to get it.
He used to smack his face into walls on purpose, trying to, like, eat shadows and stuff.
You have a special puppy.
I mean, I don't mean used to, like, I mean, he still does it.
Oh, look, my shadow!
Yeah! Like, not even kidding, like, when there's a bunch of, like, shadows and, like, a lot of people, like, talking and stuff, like, in a, like, when it's chaos, he's always, like, eating shadows.
That is so weird.
He, like, smacks his face against it.
Just, hey, look. Whack.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Why
like
would he do
it
that?
It could be the couch or, like, the wall.
I guess special runs in your family.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a quick lesson. Insults are a two-way street.
Yeah.
I insult you. You insult me back. That's how it works. You are not supposed to be accepting of the insults.
Does it make you angry that I accept the insults?
No, it doesn't make me angry. It makes me triggered because, like...
Exactly, then I'm doing my job.
No, that's not your job. Your job is to banter. Your job
but,
is to have
but
banter.
But I trigger you anyways.
You trigger me just by sitting in front of me.
Then I'm doing my job.
Oh my God, I need a new co-host.
No, you don't.
Yes,
never
I do.
Will. I will kill you.
Oh. What just happened?
Nothing.
I think she threatened me.
No.
Call 119. Call 991. 191. 919? No? What's the number for 911? Are you triggered now? You're slightly triggered?
Just a tiny bit. Just a little tiny bit.
But going back to my clothing store idea.
Ugh.
I'm thinking of opening up it and having transparent clothes. And it'd be good for nudists because they'd be technically wearing clothes, but they'd also be naked. Because technically you're naked underneath your clothes.
But you have undergarments.
But they can be
Did
transparent
I really just
too.
Call them undergarments?
I know. What are you, 70?
Make sure you put on your undergarments. Bring me my tea while you're at it.
No.
But.
It's called tea, not tea.
I'm about. And let me get you your tea, sir. Your tea.
Would you like some water?
Would you like some water?
No. I'd like some tea, please.
You want some tea?
Yes, please.
I can get you some tea. Would you like anything else with your tea?
Some crumpets, please.
Tea and crumpets?
I feel like I'm doing an Australian accent, not much.
It sounds more Australian.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that lady from that episode of Jesse.
What was her name? The crazy lady. The one who, has a bunch of, moths. The, right?
Bunch of what?
Aye, crikey. The shrimp on the barbie.
No, the lady who does the movie with the boyfriend who cheats on her. That was a very dark episode now that I think about it.
What? The?
Yeah, she becomes friends with Jesse. She's a big movie star. She gets Jesse's job on the movie as a stunt double.
I don't think I know what you're talking about. I don't think I've ever seen that episode.
You ever watch Teen Beach Movie?
Yeah.
You know that girl that's on it?
The girl that's on the movie. There's about like 15 girls that are on the movie.
The main star.
The main star?
Yes.
The one girl. Yes. What's her name?
I can't remember.
It starts with an M, right?
I want to say like Mila Kunis.
Mia Michelle or something.
Mia Michelle.
I don't know, but I know. I think her first name's Mia. I think.
I can't remember, but she's British, but she does a very good Australian.
She's from the Fosters, right?
I don't know. I don't watch the Fosters. I don't seem to watch much telly. I don't watch very much telly.
At the moment.
I prefer to play polo.
Why do you do, like, when you do your accent, you, like, pretend to be, like, a butler or something. You're, like, so poised with your voice.
I have to be poised. When you're British.
Would you like some tea?
When you're from Great Britain, you must be
Well, I'm
proper.
From Australia. I crikey.
You crikey?
I don't know.
Excuse me, ma'am. We do not use that profanity in a Britain household.
I was going to say something, but it's going to sound odd.
You might as well say it.
Put your shrimp on the barbie! Yeah.
Oh. I don't think I want to put my shrimp on the barbie.
Otherwise, I wasn't going to say it.
Yes, but
I'm going to do an Australian accent for the rest of the show.
Even though
now.
You're Australian, would you like some tea with crumpets?
Unless you want to get bit by my pet tarantula, I'd suggest you don't talk to me.
So I guess I'm talking to you guys now. How's it going?
I'm just kidding.
I'm your host, AJ. Yo-yo.
I have arachnophobia.
Yo-yo. Giggity-giggity. I'm from, you know, ghetto. I'm from the ghettos of Scottsdale.
Giggity-giggity. I'm from the ghetto.
Giggity-giggity. Coming to you from the ghetto.
Ghetto.
I'm from the ghetto for sure, homie. I got you. Are you triggered by that statement?
I just want to die.
I do too. Memorial Day. What? I don't like that. I'm sorry. I'm stealing that from Fat Guy Radio Show. I was going to say Family Guy.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Right. Producer, you're fired now. I'm not about to get sued for Fat Guy Radio Show for using stuff. People are not going to like the sound of you hacking up your unborn burrito.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You're fired. Pack your bags.
Bye.
Bye. I can run this show.
Fat Guy who?
What?
What?
Fat Guy what?
Fat Guy Radio what?
Oh, you mean that show that had less downloads than us like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That show?
You know the show that like...
Where did you get that muffin?
Muffin button?
I didn't install a muffin button.
Then where did I get this muffin? God.
Your voice? You sound like a 5-year-old little boy.
Where did you get that muffin?
Where did you get
muffin
that button? Muffin?
But I didn't install a muffin button. Then where did I get this muffin?
Oh, I thought I said that.
No, it's this.
Same thing!
No, this and that are completely different things. You know if you change the words, you get what, where, and
who?
It's not who. It's why? What, where, and
who, what, where,
when.
When?
If you change what, okay. Where, and when with T's, you get your answer. Then, there, and that.
No.
There you go.
No, thank you.
And every face you see in your dreams is a face you've seen in real life. So
that's actually, I don't think that's true. I've seen a lot of strangers in my dream.
Yeah, I had a dream I was stabbed the other day, and I don't recognize the dude.
I had a dream where I was being chased by this person who was, on rollerblades with a pumpkin head on.
That is a very strange dream.
Yeah.
When I had the swine flu when I was younger, I had a dream that I was being chased by a giant bubble.
Oh, interesting. I have a lot of weird dreams. All my dreams are in places that I've been before.
I can't say I have, because when I got stabbed in dream I had, it was in an alleyway, and I don't recognize that alleyway.
When I was being chased by a pumpkin head on rollerblades, I was by my old school.
Your old school must be a horrible place for you. You have bad memories there?
Yeah. Lots. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory from your... Yeah. Before I even jump to that... So I posted on my Snapchat.
Yeah.
What's y'all's best memory of me? You know what Sydney said? None of them.
Yeah.
She had no memories of me that she actually liked.
I mean, what can I say? You're not my favorite person.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I got you. I wanted you to be my co-host. I do this every week with you when you're not ditching me because I like to do it with you. I do this because I want to do it with you because I'm happy doing it with you. And you're just going to go, you're not my favorite person.
Am I your favorite person?
You're one of my favorite people, yes.
Aww.
You're on that list with Karsten, Jalen, and like... Brielle,
I don't know who that is.
My sister, but it's not technically my sister because it's Carson's sister. But
the
I call
one who does gymnastics.
Yeah, it's Carson's sister, but I call Carson my brother, so therefore she's my sister.
Yeah,
and she calls me her brother.
Okay, so I know who that is.
Yeah, she's so cute. I love her.
I only know who she is because of Jalen and Carson's
Snapchat. Yeah, they had a friggin' movie of Brielle doing gymnastics.
They were like running around a mat.
I don't even see how that was gymnastics. They're just like, throw your hands up in the air and run around in circles. I was like, sounds amazing. I'd love to pay 30 bucks a day just to have my kid run around in circles.
That's pretty cool. I want to run around in circles.
You got to throw your hands up in the air and run around in circles.
Yeah, okay.
And that weird conga line thing they were doing. Brielle looks so uncomfortable. She's like, what am I doing?
She's
like, I don't want to be touching this kid.
Okay. Kids, cooties. Ugh.
Oh, God, I can't wait till she goes to that face and find out what cootie is.
Ew, I don't want cootie.
Well, no, knowing today's kids, they'd be like, no, I don't want AIDS. I love this song.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite songs. Any longer. See, I'm cultured. I know the song. Do you know the song?
Yeah, I'm just staring into the camera.
It's conga. And if they didn't play the song during her gymnastics, I'm going to be really upset. Oh. I keep getting distracted from my nudist clothes store. It's the... What would it even have a name for that store? It'd be like... I don't know. Transparency.
Transparency?
That sounds very chic.
I kind of just lost track of what you were saying.
Thanks, Sydney.
You said something and it just went right out. It went through one ear and just went right out the other.
That's how a lot of things go with you.
Yeah.
You know, things were going good until you decided to just ignore me.
What? Was someone talking?
I need a new co-host ASAP.
No! Karsten, don't ever comment again because since you said that, he's going to comment on
He better
Facebook
comment
live.
Because he's going to be
not.
My co-host.
He knows what's good for him.
I'm not.
He will not.
Do you not know that Karsten is built like a friggin' tank?
I will.
He can crush a coconut with his middle finger and his thumb.
I will kill him and I will kill you.
You know what? We can. Karsten just from the Facebook Live just. I'm commenting!
Karsten, you better watch out!
He is legit gonna be my co host. He's going to be my co host because you have disappointed me one too many
What's
times.
What's new?
That is so true. What else is new with you?
Not a lot. You know, chilling.
How have you been, Sydney? What have you
I've been great!
You sound like a donkey when you said that.
You are, oh yeah. No.
Are you gonna call me a donkey?
Yeah.
Are you gonna call me the other word for donkey?
Yeah. But yeah. No. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Uh-huh.
We're PG-13. Beep, we can drop one
beep,
word.
Beep. Beep.
I don't like you.
Beep. I was waiting for it.
You were waiting for it?
Yes.
Because that beep didn't come the last time that happened?
No.
My shoulders hurt. See, this is what happens
my
when
my shoulders hurt.
This is what
happens.
This is what happens when I'm forced to deal with you for over an hour. I start to get physical pain from just being in your presence.
You're welcome.
You being in my presence brings physical pain.
And if you make Karsten the host, you're going to feel even more.
Karsten is not going to be the host.
The co-host. You're going to feel even more physical pain.
You know what? I know where you live.
Around your neck.
I know where you live.
And I know where you live.
You don't, actually.
Sometimes. You know what? Snapchat can help me.
I will turn my thing on a ghost world for the rest of my life.
No.
And Snapchat apparently thinks I live in the middle of nothing. So.
Karsten is going nuts in the Facebook Live comments right now.
I co-host.
No, I co-host. Me. Sydney. Not, I co-host
you won't
forever.
You won't be here next week. I can promise you that.
Actually, about that.
Are you not coming next week?
I don't know. I might just be too tired, you know?
Do you have plans?
I don't know. Maybe I'll make some.
You better be acting, because if you actually aren't coming next weekend, are you coming next weekend? I don't care if you do or don't.
Wow!
No, not like that, not like that. I mean, wow. Like, I won't get mad if you're
I
not coming.
I don't care. You know what? Then just make just have Karsten then.
I won't get mad if you're not coming.
I don't know. Maybe I'll make other plans because I don't like you and I don't like being here.
If you don't like being here, then don't be the co-host.
Bye. Just kidding. I'm the co-host and I forever will be, and no one's gonna stop me and no one's gonna change that.
Are you just assuming Little Phil Radio is gonna go for the eternity of yes?
It will. What?
The eternity of yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Exactly.
I want Chipotle.
Okay. When don't you want Chipotle?
When I want Starbucks and In-N-Out.
Wow. Okay? Okay.
That's the way to my heart, though. In-N-Out, Chipotle, and Starbucks.
Dutch Bros.
I've never had Dutch Bros.
I've actually been really obsessed with Dutch Bros lately. Like, I didn't try it. Like, until not last week, but the week before on Wednesday, when I was with my friends, and we got Dutch Bros, and then I've been obsessed with it ever since.
You've been obsessed with it ever since?
Yeah.
How did I understand that?
Yeah.
I'm so smart.
Yeah, I know.
When you grow up, you want to be just like me.
No. When I grow up,
When I grow up, I want to be famous, I want to be a star, I want to be in movies.
No. When I grow up, I'm going to be successful. Just not like AJ, because AJ's not successful. AJ's just a bum.
I'm not successful yet. I am the host of my radio show. I am the host of it. And what are you?
Co-host.
Exactly. If it weren't for me, you wouldn't be successful. So you're don't give me that lip.
Yeah, no way.
That I'm not going to be successful.
I'll do what I want. If I want to give lip, I'll give lip, okay? Because I can give whatever attitude I want to give, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm, maybe that hair lip will give me attitude.
Excuse me?
You hurt me.
Oh, heck no.
What?
I don't know. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
See, I knew you were all talk and no bite.
Shut up.
You're so... How am I the mean one on this show?
I like how you kind of just, like, dip for, like, 2 seconds. You're just like...
It's because everyone's always just like, oh, AJ's the mean one to send me on the show.
Not mean.
She is the friggin' devil towards me.
I'm not mean.
You are mean.
No, You
know why no one says you're mean? It's because you're a girl. This is what diversity gets me. They give me the short end of the stick.
I'm kind, I'm sweet, I'm great. I'm a wonderful co-host. I'm the best co-host you could ever have.
All in favor of her being the co-host for next season, say aye.
Aye.
I'm
matey.
All against it, aye. We seem to be at a standstill. Would the host of Little Fella Radio make the decision?
As the host of Little Fella Radio, I am going to make my decision on February 30th, 2000, never.
Like me, Madre's back. Okay.
I'm not too sure what she's saying aye to, though. Is she saying aye to having you back?
She's saying aye to having me as a co-host.
All in favor of Sydney not being the co-host, say aye from now on. Aye.
Don't say aye anymore.
And every aye from now on will be against you.
Karsten's gonna like spam with eyes.
Right. Aye.
Wait, why'd she say yes?
Your mom is saying yes to me. No, your mom
she didn't
is
say I.
Your mom is doing what I do.
No,
when
she
it's just
didn't,
like yes.
She did not say I, so.
She just oh wow, we weren't lying about Karsten spamming the chat with I.
Listen.
That's my favorite song from Beyonce.
Listen.
You know, I've never seen Dreamgirls.
What's that?
It's the movie where Beyonce, Jennifer Hudson, and other chick is in. I don't remember who the other chick is.
Other chick.
But I've never seen that movie, and I told that to someone, and they almost ripped my head off because they're just like, that is an amazing movie.
Oh, interesting.
And I got something in my eye now. See, I start talking about Beyonce, and I get teary-eyed. Oh, Miss Mama Amy, she is not the best co-host. The best co-host would not make me feel dead on the inside. Okay?
So from our Facebook Live, yeah, we got... I've got two people on my side. my mother and a great friend, Delta. Hi, Delta. It's nice to see you.
Just because I only have one person doesn't mean I don't get to make the executive decision.
Yeah, but...
Host.
Overruling host. The host.
You wish you could overrule the
I
host.
I have three people. Me, my mom, and Del. Come on now.
I have me and Carson, and Carson's built like a tank, so therefore
Carson
he counts as two people.
Carson can go away. Carson's not a part of this.
Carson is very much a part of
no,
this.
No, Carson
If Carson's
can
not
go.
A part of this, then your mother is not a part of this, and your friend...
Del
is not part of this.
They're all a part of this.
They are not a part of this. Carson's not a part of this.
Carson has no say.
Carson has all the say. As my brother, he also has executive decision in the show.
Carson said you count for four people.
There you go.
No.
Carson counts as two. I count as four. That's six
Carson,
people.
Carson, I'll give you $20 if you become on my side. Like
Carson can make $20 in an hour.
I'll give you 50.
Carson can make $50 in 30 minutes.
Why is he making $20 in an hour and then 50 in 30 minutes?
Don't question the economy. I'm done
with
you.
Oh, Mama Amy going off.
Just because you're her mom doesn't mean you run this show, Mama Amy.
My mom said on Facebook Live, she said, I'm her mother. I count more than all of you.
Just because you're her mom doesn't mean you have executive control.
My mom has
over
control
this.
Over
She has
my
no
life.
Control over this show. Yes, over your life, but not this show. She can't just be like, my daughter is being on that show, whether you like it or not.
My
she
mom's
has
gonna get triggered.
$600 for Carson to take your side.
Okay.
Yeah, you barely have
I'll
enough.
I'll give you $200 in advance.
You barely have enough money to continue your Netflix subscription.
Okay.
I feel
whatever.
Like I have Janae back here, and I have all the girls going against
yes,
me right now.
Yes, girl
That is
power.
Literally what this feels like right now. You guys have...
Girl power! Sydney for co-host forever.
Re-elect Sydney for co-host.
Always.
Oh, your mom says we'll talk later. And so I'm going to end...
Ooh, AJ, you're in trouble!
I'm ending this show before she has time to ruin my life.
Yeah.
So, thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you and your parents think Amazon, shop through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com.
Oh, remember to tell all your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on on your Facebook wall, retweet us on Twitter, and follow us on Instagram. Just one word, Little Fella Radio, all one word. Yeah, I said
oh
that
my
right.
God, completely... you're butchering this.
That's okay.
That's it for the show. I'm AJ. We no longer have a co-host, Sydney.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the co-host, Sydney. And yeah.
We will see you next time. Have a muffin button day.
Bye.